Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we're back. We
Yes.
are back, and this is a special episode because we are kicking off season number two
Yes.
officially. Of 14,605 and counting. Season two.
Yes. So this will be episode 59 overall. It's
Yep.
season two, episode one.
Season two, because from this point forward, we got a lot of stuff coming. There's going to be, we got Moon Knight. We're starting tonight, or whenever you're listening to this, we got, we're gonna have Doctor Strange. We're gonna have Thor. We're gonna have Obi-Wan. We're
Obi-Wan.
gonna have some overlap of shows.
Ms.
Ms. Marvel
Marvel.
and Obi-Wan is supposed to overlap, and
And
that
other
looks
movies
like that
too.
might be a
Yeah.
thing. Yeah.
So
So,
we were in a bit of a show hole there, kind of putting some stuff together to talk about, and thought this is what better time to start our season two kickoff than now. So Moon Knight. Moon Knight. But first, didn't we have something that was really grinding our gears yesterday? Do we want to address this or not?
I mean, we can address it quickly.
Yeah.
I think that Disney really
Put their foot in it.
They walked it. They did the moonwalk. They did a little. They did a Michael. They did a Mike Jackson. They
Yeah.
did a Moon Knight. They did a moonwalk
Ooh,
today. Yeah, you see that? Come
whoa.
on,
I see what you
man.
did there. That was touche.
Yeah. So apparently, and this came out yesterday in several articles. Yesterday meaning the 30th of March, depending on when you're listening to this. So.
And if you're
Came
Facebook
out,
friends with me, you probably saw my post.
yes.
But continue.
So it came out that a couple of eagle-eyed Redditors, I'm Hawkeye Rye, but these guys are like eagle eyes. I mean,
Right.
I mean, they're looking at footage like it's like game tape of if like quarterbacks or something like that. But anyway.
They must be going back and watching episodes like over and over again. Like, what's
Yeah,
trending today?
because there's no way I don't, most of us don't have time for
No,
that.
too
But anyway,
much.
but some eagle-eyed Redditors have picked up that they started censoring some of the blood and violence on Falcon and Winter Soldier. So the one in particular, the scene where they meet that professor who made the super soldier serum again. And when he gets shot, in the original scene, there was blood and his eyes are open. And then
Yeah.
in the
And he, when
edit,
he
his eyes
dies,
are
his eyes are
closed
open. Yep. Yeah.
and there's no blood really, which if you get shot, like how is there no blood? But anyway.
Right.
And then there was another one in that same episode where the dude gets impaled. And he doesn't get impaled in the edit. I think
He gets stuck to the container. He's just like stuck there.
the
And
thing
the thing
bounce
bounces
whatever
off of him.
impales him, yeah, it bounces off of him.
Yeah. Oops. Hit my mic.
A couple people caught that and that got wind online, and a few articles came out about it. And Disney today just did the old, oops, it's a
Software control issue.
software control issues. No, our bad. It's gonna be back, to
To
regular.
me, that
Yeah,
sounds like some bullshit.
probably to everybody. They thought they could sneak one over on us. And
Nope. Not gonna
they
happen.
if it didn't come out. Trust me, it would still be there, the edits.
Exactly.
I
It's one of those things like, hey,
want to see what they can get away with.
let's make some changes real quick, and if nobody notices, let's make some more.
Well, I think
Be
part, you
real
know,
quiet about it. Oh, they noticed. Shit, change it, change it. Change it back, change it back.
yeah. I think, you know, because they added the Daredevil and the Netflix shows, and you know, they got a little bit of heat from some people from that. So like, oh, let's make, you know, everything a little nicer.
You know
And
what? Just don't watch it. Just don't
yeah.
watch it. Just look at it and go, oh, that's on here now. I probably shouldn't watch that because I don't like that kind of stuff. How about you don't
Yeah.
ruin it for everybody else who does like that kind of stuff?
And plus two, there's the parental controls now. So
Well, when I
if
signed in
A,
this
if you're of
morning,
age, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. B, you
right.
got the parental controls now. So if you don't want your kids
It
to watch something, then okay. You know,
made me
so.
when I signed in to watch it today, it made me put my password back in, and then it
Yeah.
said, do you want full access or limited access? Or it's like accept full access. If you don't, you'll have limited access to content. And I was like, full, please.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like their parental controls, I think, how
Yeah.
they were rolling it out. But I mean, come on, people, like,
Yeah.
stop ruining. I hate when people ruin things for everybody else just because. Oh.
Yeah. I thought it
Ugh.
was funny. So
My what was
I
what
just
was my
didn't want them
comments? It was
like
soft ass
yesterday. Yeah, so
shit.
hashtag
That's
solve
some
that
soft
shit.
ass
That's what it is. I just didn't. That's why I immediately went to the scene in episode four where
three, I
Walker
think.
decapitate, or three or
Oh,
four, whichever.
yeah, four was the shield thing.
But yeah, where he decapitates dude, the Flag Smasher with the shield. I'm like,
Yeah.
that scene, if that scene is edited, like that just ruins it.
Yep.
That's the point. It's supposed to be graphic
Right.
and like
Exactly.
that was the
So
point of the scene. Like
I don't
this is
think there's
not Captain America
anything.
like. And that's
Right. I think the only one where I could say the violence was a little overdone would be Punisher. But that's Punisher. That's the way Punisher is. You know what I mean? That's whatever. But I mean, I don't think anything that's been in any of these shows yet has been out of context, like bad. Like you said, the shield thing. Okay, yeah, the shield's bloody and he like decapitated somebody with it, but he's raging on super soldier serum, and it's a big statement to be like, oh, this is your Captain America. This is who you
Yeah.
chose. Like, look at what he's done. That's very bold. It's supposed to be.
Yeah. So
Yeah. Ugh.
yeah, that's the story Disney's running with. It was caused by a software glitch.
Control. Yeah.
So
Yeah. AKA, we bleeped up. That's what's going on.
Yeah. So,
So,
yeah.
but leading into Moon Knight, I was like, oh, this is
You were
supposed to be like,
worried.
I was so worried because this
You were
show was,
worried.
from what I read, was no punches pulled. Everything is gonna, it's gonna be more violent because the nature of the character. And I'm looking forward to it because I want to see, I like when things are done right.
Yes.
I don't need things to be amped up with violence. If there's not supposed to be violence, that's fine. Don't include it. If they're supposed to be because of the context or whatever, do it right. I want to see it done right. I don't want to see it like a Deadpool 3. If this was like the way Disney was
Yeah, you
going,
brought
and
up
Deadpool 3
Deadpool too.
come out.
You were really on. You were really on one yesterday when I sent you
Yeah, because
that.
I'm like, you know
You
what?
started freaking out. You had
Yeah,
like a moment.
I did. Because if this is the route they're going, I don't even want Deadpool 3 because it's gonna be like, grape jelly and green goo. Like, come on, people.
Yeah. So.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Moon Knight. That was a pretty solid episode to start.
Yeah, so I thought so. My overall thinking of this episode was, like the gif I sent you. Like, please, sir, I would like some more.
Would you please give us some more, please?
Which I thought that
Bollocks.
my reaction from episode one of Moon Knight is my immediate reaction was it, and this is like legit, my immediate reaction was that Marvel has really embraced this whole Disney Plus thing. And the reason why I say that, because if you look at characters being introduced in the MCU in the past, it's been movies, right? If correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time that we really got a major hero slash character introduced not in a movie, like the
I think.
origin story, right? Because we got Shang-Chi in a movie, Eternals in a movie, those are the latest ones, right?
Black Widow technically introduced
Yeah, in movies.
Yelena in the movie. Not her. Well, I mean, she hasn't really gotten a true origin. It was an origin through Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got WandaVision, and
And
that was.
like a top like a title character. Okay, maybe I should qualify it that way. Like a title
Yeah.
character, hero slash villain, whatever.
Right.
Like in not that's not in the movie. And I thought that was really cool
Yeah.
because we don't get the we don't get the money shot, quote unquote, till the last shot of the 48-minute episode where
Right.
he's like in his Moon Knight garb.
Yeah.
So they can't do this without Disney Plus, right? They can't, we don't get this
I mean,
lead
yeah.
up
So, I mean, I
to the
would think
character.
like Oscar Isaac would, I mean, as an actor, you'd probably be like, yeah, I want the box office tickets, and I want the, that. But I mean, he's kind of limited then to 2.5 hours. Here, he's getting almost six of content as a character. So, I mean,
Which is
that's
great.
pretty awesome. And then, I mean, really, the movies are just going to be the big mashups and the big booms. So these movies, I mean, really, if you think about it, if they're going to hammer out these shows the way they're doing them, the movies are going to be all large scale events. I mean, yeah, it's going to be it's Doctor Strange, but it's like No Way Home level, like Avengers Endgame level
We don't need
type
intro.
blockbuster movies. It's almost like when you look at comic books and you'd see like a series, a series, a series, and then all of a sudden they would intertwine and do like a mega issue, and that's the movie now. Which is
So yeah,
cool.
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
This was like, this was something that in a movie, this episode would have been like 15 minutes. But since they
Right.
have six episodes, they have like 6 hours of content. Like they were
Yeah.
able to really entice the viewer.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll be honest, I'm gonna throw it out there. We talked about this briefly, but when I was like middle school, like late elementary school, middle school, even in the high school, like Egyptian mythology and Greek mythology was like my thing. I loved it. I'd read about it all the time. I'd get stuck, like I had these little pop open books that had like it was like parchment and like the little hieroglyphs and things like that. You could like it was really cool. I loved all that stuff. So I'm already a fan of Moon Knight as it is from comic books and from things that I've read. And but this is like this is my wheelhouse now. Like I had to dust it off a little bit. I was a little rusty, but I'm really excited about this. And this is not, I would not consider this a hot take, but we might have talked about this before, but so you have already Norse mythology with Thor and Odin, and you have you're gonna be seeing Zeus and hopefully Hercules, but in Thor's next movie, and now you have the Egyptian gods coming in this movie. This is all leading up to and the Eternals, well, they're not really gods, and but still, and you're leading into a movie like Thor: Love and Thunder, where Gore the God Butcher is the main villain, and you're setting up like pantheons of gods ripe for the picking for him. If you've
Yes.
read through that comic series, where he's just picking off whole like pantheons of gods, just picking them clean, going from one to the next, and you've really they're really starting to introduce a lot of different mythology and I don't say religion, I guess, because you have different gods into the MCU building to that, I think.
Oh yeah.
So it's very
Oh yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. So,
So we get Stephen Grant.
uh-oh. This is
Dude, go ahead and do your line. What you've been saying?
oh bloody hell.
Oh, bloody hell. Hey, bollocks, there goes my bus.
That's gonna be by the line. Oh bloody hell. It's
Oh,
like,
bloody
you
hell.
know, if something goes wrong, like in my normal life, oh bloody hell.
Bloody hell. I gotta say that I'm already, I mean, I've been a fan, I'm a fan of Oscar Isaac as an actor as it is. Man, he's one episode in and he's done a really good job with this character so far with the identities and like the nervousness and the confusion, just like really doing a good job with it.
Yeah.
And I've really liked how they've been cutting out, like blacking out and coming back, and like he's like, what the hell just happened? Like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's been very interesting too.
I love the you know, I don't know. I think they were going for humor 'cause I was laughing like throughout the entire episode.
Oh, I was
You
too.
know, yeah, you know, with his I mean with the accent, like the accent's just so funny. Like he's kind of like he's like this soft-spoken British accent, you know, kind of like bumbling nerdy type of dude, and you know it's just really well done on Oscar Isaac's part, and it's very good to see him being redeemed in, you know, superhero Marvel movies.
Yes. Oh
Because
my
you know,
God.
X-Men Apocalypse wasn't, you
Apocalypse,
know, that
yeah.
great. But anyway, anywho, we're not going to talk about that.
I mean,
But
aside from that role, though, I mean, he's been, let me see, he's done Ex Machina. If you've seen that, that's really good. He was in that, which is funny because it's him and Domhnall Gleeson from, so they were opposite each other in the sequel trilogy of Star Wars. So they were like in another movie together. It's a really good movie. He's done some other stuff too. I'm blanking right now, but aside from Apocalypse, I've liked a lot of what he's been in.
yes. And he did like it's just like the comic relief. It's just so fun. Like
Yeah.
he was like, you know, I think Ethan Hawke's character, Arthur Harrow, I think he's the one that says, "Oh, you're the mercenary." He's like, "No, I'm a gift shopist."
Gift shop is
It's like I laughed. He's like, "No,
Yeah.
I'm a gift shopist. I'm trying to go home to London." He's like, "London,
Why am I saying it
London."
like
I don't
that?
know why.
London. Well, and then the part with the scarab made me think of Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh
If you,
yeah.
yeah, with Jim Carrey when he's trying to
Yep.
like pull his foot across the bridge and his personalities are fighting.
Yeah.
Like it made me really think of that. He's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm trying to give it to you.
So yeah, I thought, you know, it was really fun, funny, you know, very on comedic level was great with this episode
And it
with
also
Stephen Grant.
had some parts that were like bordering on like dark horror too, with some of like the like him in the museum, and it got kind of dark and you're like, there's that shadow back there. Oh, did you see the thing move? You know, like
Yeah.
trying to get you on the like on your like on the edge of your seat a little bit. So yeah, well done so far.
I don't want to cross too much into the Sony side of things on this particular show because
I can edit that out, right? I should have turned my mic off. I should have.
No, but I was very much thinking that I was in a good way. Like, I thought I was almost kind of watching the Venom movie, you know, like between the symbiote and Eddie Brock with Khonshu and, you know, and Stephen Grant.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, the idiot took over or whatever.
Yeah. The idiot's in control again. You know, I will say this.
If you lose the scarab, I'll kill you both. Like, it reminded me of Tom Hardy, you know, in his Venom and the symbiote and Eddie Brock. Like,
so
I thought that was good.
I guess I'm gonna have to wait and see how the rest of the series plays out and how that character of Khonshu gets used,
mm-hmm.
and how the voice is, you know, for the character.
Yeah.
But I was a little disappointed with how it sounded. I was expecting it to be deeper, more menacing.
More menacing, yeah.
It sounded too
to me.
Modern.
It was more comedic. It was more. It was like, you know. I don't want to say this like in a condescending way. Like I said, I don't want to get too much into like Sony side of things, but to me, like I said, it was like a straight, to me, that's what they were going for, the straight, like Eddie Brock symbiote thing.
Tom Hardy. That's what sounded.
To me, if I would have closed my eyes and you would have told me that this wasn't Moon Knight, like I could have thought like I'm watching Venom.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the voice sounded like to me. Like, that's immediately what I thought of.
In reading through the comics and seeing how the voice is done with typography, I was expecting it to be like just deeper, more menacing, maybe a little gravelly.
You would think with the comic origin, with the comic roots of that character, like where it goes in the comics. Maybe they're doing that for a reason. Maybe it's gonna be a little bit of a different take in the MCU, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's my only thing. Like, when I heard it, I was like,
well, maybe we should quickly, briefly, like, do you want to, like, if for those who may not know Khonshu in the comic?
Yeah, I could talk about some of this stuff. I took some notes.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was rusty, so I've done some homework, so this is going to sound a little more polished than it should, because like I'm very rusty. But I can touch on it, because I'm going to touch on a few things from the other things from the episode, too.
Yeah.
But so Khonshu...
Well, this would be a good place to start. Yeah. So it's,
yeah.
You know.
He's the god of the moon, but he also is protector of travelers of the night. That's the main thing. So the avatar of Khonshu, who is Moon Knight, is the avatar of the moon and protector of the travelers of the night. So that's kind of his shtick. So to go through this a little bit, he is usually, from what I've seen so far and what I've read, he's usually pitted against Seth, or Seth. They call him Seth, but it's Set, the god of desert, storms, disorder, violence. That's that god. Usually Khonshu is pitted against him in the comics. Two things that they've pointed out in this episode so far is you see Arthur Harrow with this staff, and it's a double headed, it looks like two crocodile heads.
Yeah.
And you saw it when Steven woke up and was walking around that. It looked like he was in Switzerland, kind of, I think. And they didn't really say, but it looked like it was like the Alps and the mountains in the background. He's walking around in that town, and Arthur Harrow takes this lady, and he puts the staff in his hands, and it swings. And you see the scales on his forearm turn red and tip sideways, and then she falls over. And when they carry her away, she's like dark gray.
Yeah.
So... and he mentioned at one point Amit. So what that is Amit is known as an eater of the dead or the devourer. And Amit is a beast. It's a female composite beast. It's a crocodile head, front legs of a lion and the hind of a hippopotamus. That's the creature. And it's associated with, yeah, there you go. And it's associated with the time of judgment. So right. The scales of truth, which is kind of what they were doing with his tattoo on his forearm and with the staff, the scales of truth is a thing at the end of life where Thoth is the scribe god, would take the heart of a dead person and put it on the scale. And the heart would go on one side, and the feather, an ostrich feather of Mat, which means truth, would go on the other side, and the scale would balance. And mm-hmm. if the heart was pure, reverent, or honest, the heart balanced with the feather.
Mm-hmm.
And Thoth would record that person as spared, and they would be one of the blessed dead sent to the underworld to Osiris to live forever. Osiris yep. is the god of the sun, agriculture and health. So he's like the kind of like there's Ra and then there's Osiris. But if the person was unworthy, it would be unbalanced. And then the person would be sent to Anubis instead of Osiris. And Anubis would take the heart and toss it to Ammit. And Ammit would eat the heart, and that person would perish forever. They'd be lost to time. And for those who don't know Anubis is the funerary god of embalming, and he guides people to the afterlife. He's mostly benevolent and good. So Ammit is not, though. Ammit's like, I want to eat everything. I want to devour everything.
Ammit doesn't seem like a...
Ammit has no chill. to say it now. Ammit has no chill. So what you see in the episode then is Arthur Harrow is judging people, is doing this judgment type thing, and you would think maybe he's like an avatar of Thoth, but he keeps mentioning Ammit. So I think with him mentioning Ammit, he is working with Ammit. I want to say it's going to be through Set, because like I said, Anubis is mostly good, but if the gods are trapped somehow, that's another thing that's been in the comics. The gods have been trapped and trying to escape, and that's why like Khonshu uses Mark Spector and Stephen Grant and personalities to get him into our world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's his way of getting through this barrier. He uses the weakness of his mind because he knows he can control him. That's the point. He has this dissociative personality disorder or identity disorder, and because his mind is technically weak, he can control him.
Yeah.
So this whole thing of, you know, Khonshu's trying to use Steven/Mark to right some wrongs. Well, if Anubis is trapped and Seth is controlling things with his disorder and everything, maybe Ammit is being used as his thing, like his, what am I trying to say? Disciple or whatever. And maybe that's where they're going with this. But you did see the jackal that was chasing Steven through the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Anubis's jackal headed, and that's usually associated with Anubis. So that was a lot. There's a lot of information.
Oh boy.
But that's what I
show that's all you, man.
Yeah.
It's like I'm over here like, okay. I'm learning something. All right, here we go. Yeah.
So I will be honest, and I'll say the only things I wasn't too sure on were Thoth, and I didn't know about Mat, the ostrich feather of truth. I didn't know that. But I knew Ammit, Osiris, Anubis, Set, Khonshu. Uh-oh. I knew most of that stuff.
Uh-oh.
So it was just kind of cleaning it up and making it nice for you guys.
Uh-oh, I got something for you, hot take, Jake.
You got a hot take for me?
Whoa. So, as we talk about this episode, let's get into this. I want your response right now.
Oh, boy.
As we go and record these shows, I'm like kind of always looking at articles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this post here. Moon Knight Episode 1. Fans call latest MCU series boring.
Oh,
And go.
boring. Come. What fans are these?
We are getting the raw reaction from Hot Take Jake, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
How have you not watched a show on Disney Plus yet? Are you expecting fireworks in episode one?
You know what? I liken, I not liken, what's the word I'm looking for? I kind of equate this to how WandaVision episodes one and two were. You know how people were whining about WandaVision the first few episodes? And
This is weird. I don't get it.
then when episode, like, what was it? Episode three or episode four hit, and
Yeah.
boom. Oh, WandaVision is the greatest thing in the world. But
Yeah.
episodes one and two, you're like, oh, this sucks. We don't understand it. What's going on? All right.
Boring. These are the
So,
fans who've never read a Moon Knight comic. I'd
I kind
imagine.
of likened it to that when I saw that.
Boring.
So,
You're boring. Burn. That's what I
yeah, I
craft.
mean,
There's my response.
like I said earlier, like this was the character, this was a 48-minute intro to the character. Like
Yeah.
I knew when he came out in his Moon Knight garb and he like slaughtered the jackal. I'm like, that's
Which,
gonna be the last shot of the episode without even
okay.
looking at the timestamp. I'm like,
Now
that's the last shot of the episode.
that sequence was pretty cool. 'Cause, well, okay, first of all, that thing pounced on anything that came near it. How is Stephen Grant, this bumbling idiot, as Khonshu called him, outrunning it, first of all? But second, like, so he's in the bathroom talking to himself in the mirror. That was pretty cool that, you hear Mark and him discussing things. And then that jackal just is like hell bent, pun intended, hellhound, is hell bent on trying to kill Steven. But when he turns into Moon Knight, it's trying to run away.
Yep.
And Moon Knight was grabbing him and throwing him down and just beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yep.
And I say Moon Knight because it's very important to distinguish between their five personalities.
Yeah.
Moon Knight is separate from Mark Spector, is
Well, I
separate
was gonna
from
say
Stephen
the wolves.
Grant.
I was gonna say so far we got three. You know,
Right.
so
You haven't seen Mr. Knight yet, and you haven't
nope.
seen Jake Lockley yet. Right, Lockley? Did I get that right? Yeah, I did.
Yes.
You haven't seen them yet. There are different personalities. So Moon Knight, it's not like Doctor Strange and Stephen Strange or like Spider-Man and Peter Parker. No, this is like Mark Spector and Moon Knight. They're different.
Yeah.
So there. Boring. Come on. Is it because they didn't get a full episode? I'm surprised we got Moon Knight at the end of the first episode. I'm surprised with that. Because the way these shows have kind of been going, they've been kind of going like almost like two, three episodes before they really hit us with the heavy stuff.
I was expecting it. Like I knew the way that episode is going, I'm like, we're gonna get Moon Knight at the very end.
Oh, I agree with you. When I
Yeah.
was watching it, I was like, okay, it's happening. But like when the episode started, or when I went into the episode, I was not expecting to see him.
I was.
Okay.
I was. I think we should get something out of this episode. Even though I saw that the critics who like got the early review were able to early review it, like they got to get four episodes, which is unprecedented, I guess. Like the early reviewers, they got to watch four episodes. And I guess the reasoning was that you don't really get the full breadth or idea of what we're trying to get out of this show without those four. So to those who call it boring, the
You're boring.
reviewers got
Hashtag you're boring.
the reviewers got to get four episodes. So just like WandaVision, just pump your brakes for a second.
Yeah.
And
Have some faith.
let it roll.
Because
Like
gotta have faith.
I thought the
You gotta
introduction,
have
like I said,
faith.
my
Sorry.
word was enticing. This
Yeah.
episode was enticing.
Did you like my George Michael there?
I didn't hear, what did you
Oh,
say?
I said, come on, people, have a little faith. And then I went,
I'm
'cause you gotta have faith.
sorry
I
I
gotta
missed that.
have faith.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry I missed that.
That's okay. That's okay.
Are we dating ourselves though with that song reference though?
Meh. So what? That was back when music was good. Come on. Let's be honest. Not that there's not good music out there now, but you know, it's less of it.
So I saw another article and I didn't read it. I just saw the headline. Were they ranked? How does this rank? This debut episode, how does it rank with the other debut episodes of the other MCU shows? I didn't
Ooh.
look at the article, so I didn't look at their ranking, so I don't know. I just
Let's think
scrolled
of
that.
you let's
Think
think
it
about
through.
this.
Think it through.
So we got Hawkeye. We got WandaVision. We got Falcon Winter Soldier. Sorry, Captain America and the White Wolf. We got Moon Knight now. And we got Loki. Is that everything? Is
Yes.
that all the shows?
Yep. Wanda,
Ooh.
Falcon, Loki, Hawkeye, Moon Knight. Five.
Number one for me has got to be Loki.
Yes, I was going to say you Loki for sure is number one.
Wanda kind of started off
Well,
a
it's
little.
kind of, you got to think, like, what do you want? Like, so Falcon, well, Captain America and White Wolf, that started off with action. More action than we probably got from the other shows.
I'm going how I felt at the end of the show about the series as a whole.
Okay.
I'm gonna go, let's see. Excuse me. Three, four. I'm trying to remember how Hawkeye's first episode ended. Oh, that ended up with him grabbing Kate Bishop, didn't it?
Yes.
I think so. I'm biased on this, but I mean, I have rankings. Do you have rankings?
I don't.
Do you
I'm
want to?
just
Do you
doing it
want
in
to?
my head.
Okay. So I would put Hawkeye at number five, and then I would put Falcon Winter Soldier at number four. Wanda at three, Moon Knight at two, Loki at one.
I would probably go five. Yep, Hawkeye five.
I know it was hard to think.
Hawkeye five. I would go. Oh, Let's think here.
Well, Loki's one, right?
Yeah, Loki's one. Hawkeye five. I mean, yeah, Hawkeye five. I would probably go. I would have to go Falcon Winter Soldier four. Just because I'm gonna put Moon Knight 3, it's enticing. I'm gonna go Wanda 2 because we got two episodes, and
Oh, that's a good point. And they're shorter.
I was thinking more at the end of the second episode of WandaVision. My mind was like, all right, what the bleep? Like,
Yeah.
my mind was going in more directions
Yeah.
than it is Moon Knight. Like, what could this be? Like, what could we are? What is this? Like, what could we, is this, when are we going to get the X-Men? Or is this House of M? Or, Mephisto? Or, like, there was just so many places our minds were going.
And that kicked our show off.
Yes, it did. So that's
That
why I put
show
that
is
one
what
into
started
it.
our whole show. That
Yes.
show is what started our show. That series is what started our podcast.
Yes.
Was our launching pad.
So yeah, I would go Hawkeye 5, Falcon and Winter Soldier 4, Moon Knight 3, WandaVision 2, and then Loki 1.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
As
I'm a
far as
little
debut.
biased on the Moon Knight thing because just because, like I just said, the Egyptian mythology thing, that's me. I dig the character. I like Oscar Isaac as an actor. It's like it's hitting all the spots for me. But Loki is number one for sure because that episode was just like, whoa, there was so much. I feel like because there was so much build up to it, there's so much anticipation for like, what's this gonna be about?
Oh yeah.
Oh, and there's What If. How did we forget What If?
Oh yeah. Oops.
That one's a little odd, though. I mean, I hate to say it, I'd probably put that one last because I mean, nothing against the Captain Carter episode was good, but I think at the end of that, I was like, okay, so this is going to be like just
Yeah.
like a bunch of different
And
what
that was
ifs.
one of my least favorite episodes of the series. So yes. So yeah,
Yeah.
I would agree. That would
I
be
mean,
six.
I think overall that series was pretty solid when it was done.
Well, by the end of it,
Oh,
because
sure.
yeah, you got this super Ultron,
Yeah, which I have I have the Infinity Ultron, the Infinity Killmonger, Captain Carter in her stealth suit. Like I've got all these different Funkos now. Like
Oh,
they're really
nice.
slick. Yeah. Anyway, we digress on the, but I guess our point was, talking about the first episode. It's like you've watched these shows before. I mean, they don't always start off with fireworks. Okay, maybe yeah, they want to grip you, but I mean, if you're watching this, you're not watching it because you're like, "Oh, let's see what this is about." You're like, "Yes, this is the next thing from the MCU."
Yeah.
You've been a fan throughout. So, if you've been a fan throughout, you're kind of just gonna trust the process.
Yep.
Have faith in the process. I mean, if you're a casual fan, that's fine. You can be a casual fan. You can watch it just one off as a series. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, but to call it boring though, it's like put yourself in context before you make a comment like that and sound like an idiot.
And then thinking about where this character is going to go,
Yeah.
right? We got this character introduced, and we got Blade coming, right?
We got
Got
Black
Dane
Knight.
Whitman, Black Knight, right? Doctor Strange. Can we get like some type of MCU Midnight Suns
Yeah.
coming on or something? So like, yeah,
Hey, that's what I'm
it's
talking about right there.
and they got rumors
Don't
are is there's a Ghost Rider.
you? Yep. But
MCU Ghost Rider popping up.
are we getting Johnny Blaze or are we getting oh my God, Robbie Reyes? Which one are we getting?
Don't know. But that's the rumor on the street. We're gonna get an MCU Ghost
Yeah.
Rider.
Robbie
I
Reyes would
saw
be
rumors
cool.
with that it will be as soon as Doctor Strange, but you know how those rumors go with
Yeah, well,
stuff.
everybody's gonna be in. I heard Doctor Strange is gonna make an appearance in that movie. Said the same thing about Spider-Man in this Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see where the
Boring.
character
God.
goes in the future. But oh, did you also notice the Eternals? They're in the Marvel Studios logo intro now. Did you catch that?
No, because my Disney Plus app was being all goofy.
Oh.
It was like I was trying to watch the episode started. I got the little bit of the beginning, which was interesting. That was interesting, like him drinking from the shot glass, crushing it inside
Yeah,
the
that
towel,
was kind
pouring
of
it in his
weird.
shoes and stepping inside the shoes. Like that, okay, I like a good obscure beginning like that because that means like I'm gonna call it. We're gonna call it right now. Episode four, we're gonna find out what that means. I'm writing it
Yeah.
down. Episode four. If it's not four, it's five. But we're gonna find out what the hell that means in that episode, and it's going to be a bomb. They're going to drop a bomb. You're going to be like, oh, wow, that actually means something cool.
Okay.
I'm sitting on that. That's it.
And then what happened with the goldfish? Like what?
So the goldfish is a metaphor, which I think is cool. I have a thought on that.
Explain that one to me, because like the goldfish, like I'm like, what the hell with the goldfish? Because like they were, because that was the promo yesterday on social media. They came out with the picture of the goldfish.
Yeah, inside the blender.
Yeah,
which was an interesting choice of vessel to take it to the pet shop.
Yes,
a blender bottle. So the goldfish is Stephen Grant. The goldfish is trapped inside the aquarium, and Stephen Grant is that goldfish because he's kind of trapping these other personalities. I think, and I've been meaning to, like, I haven't had a chance to say this yet, but I have a feeling that this is probably close to an origin story for Moon Knight, because when you see him in the comics, the personalities all play off of each other. And in the comics, Stephen Grant is like this millionaire, like he's the money behind the personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Lockley's a taxi driver. He's like the beat around town, getting all the information. Mr. Knight is like Batman, kind of. He's like the rich guy in the limo. He's that guy. And then Moon Knight's the vigilante. Mark Spector is the guy with all the skills, and he's the muscle mercenary guy. But I think they have not all come to terms with each other yet. And Stephen Grant is like repressing all of these personalities somehow. He's like keeping them at bay. So he is the goldfish in the aquarium. And when you see, he's like, this goldfish has a second fin. This did not have a second fin. It only had one fin. It's because he finally realized, Stephen Grant, Mark Spector, he knows two personalities now. The goldfish has two fins. It has a second personality.
Well, good night, folks.
That's the goldfish. That's what I think the goldfish is.
For Hot Take Jake, this is Hawkeye Rye. Hold on to your butt. We're good. We are done. Yeah. Wow.
So that's my thing. I want to know who the hell he's calling. He said he's calling. He's never Layla. Talking. Well, he's.
When he's leaving the voice. Yeah, when he's leaving the voice messages to his mom, quote unquote.
It's not his mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know,
and it's always a voicemail.
It's always a voicemail, so he's not talking to somebody. So yeah, right. That's gonna be interesting. We're gonna find that out. Yeah, yeah. I thought the same thing. I'm like, he's not talking to his quote unquote mom.
Right.
You know, it's something. You know, what number is he? What number he's calling? We'll find out. But yeah, not his.
And
mom.
I can't remember the other name that was on the phone. It was Layla a bunch of Layla. Times. Layla,
and then there was there was another obscure one. Yeah,
was it like Banis or Banless or? It was B something.
I didn't write. Usually that would be something I would write down.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, I'll remember that, and yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
that did not happen.
But yes, that's one of my questions too. That's one of my key questions, like who or what is he leaving these voice messages for to,
yeah,
whatever.
And shoot, there was another thing. There was another thing they brought up, which was the Ennead, which was the nine Egyptian deities.
I noted that. Yeah.
Yeah, because he said he brought up how there were nine on the poster. There's seven on the poster, but there's supposed to be nine.
Yep.
And it had Osiris at the top. And hang on, I had that brought up because I thought it was interesting. Come on, Ennead. Yeah, this was. Oh, you bozo! I just had it. Oh, okay. Because he said it had Osiris at the top on the poster, but it has a tomb on the top of it. In it's the Ennead of Heliopolis, and it's a damn it, come on, I just had this. I'm mad now. It's a creation story. Of Egyptian, it's an Egyptian creation story. And Atum is the god of, he's like equated to Ra. And so they talked about the Ennead. I don't know what the other two that were missing, though. But Set is on there. It said Horus is on there, but Horus sometimes is not included. Worth looking up and at least reading about. It's interesting. A lot of incest. Kind of weird. But... Well, it's the sun god Atum, his two children, who then had two children, who then had two children, four children. It's like, would you stop having kids with your sister and brother? Come on. It's weird stuff. Anyway. Awkward.
Yeah.
but it, I mean, it is what it is. That's the story of it. So they brought that up. That's going to come up later, too. I think that'll have something to do with... Kind of like how, like with the multiverse, how you know, the TVA was like pruning things. I wonder if this is a similar thing with like the Egyptian gods being, repressed or like sectioned off somewhere in space, that they removed two of them to be forgotten, because they don't, because whoever's controlling this whole situation doesn't want them remembered for some reason.
Ooh.
So they're trying to like scrub them from memory in a way.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot, I think, behind the scenes. Like I said, I'm really excited about this, because this is something I'm very interested in. So,
well,
so you're getting a lot more for me from a first episode.
Yeah. You're going to be educating us all then.
Well, yeah. I hope so. I don't know. It's a hobby. I enjoy it. So,
okay.
Whatever I can do to help.
All right. Well, we got five more episodes. So,
yeah,
I'm very excited to see where it goes.
So, what would, if you had one word to describe this episode, what would it be? I think you already said it.
I said enticing. That's my word. That's my word. It definitely whets the appetite for more. Like I would have loved and I'm spoiled, but I would have loved a second episode with this debut. But I mean, I trust the process. But I would have loved a second episode with like similar to WandaVision, you know. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready. You know.
Yeah, me too.
Enticing is the word.
I definitely wouldn't use boring.
Yeah, no, it was it was not boring. Like if the episode didn't get me thinking, like you have to get me thinking, like because I'm not really interested, to be honest with you, with who or what the villain is. I'm just interested in learning more about this character's origin, right? Sure. You know, I'm very interested in the character versus the actual villain, quote unquote, of the series.
And the feeling that I'm getting here, Arthur Harrow is out in front as a villain.
We've been double pumped, faked, and reversed several times with the person out front, or the being
And the thing I'm thinking of is. So Mark Spector, Moon Knight, his character is to, and Arthur Harrow is to Doctor Strange and Caecilius, similar to that. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it as Caecilius is some kind of tool being used by a greater being. Like I said, Set or Seth, that god of violence and disorder is behind the scenes. And we may end up seeing that, because it'll be Set versus Khonshu, which will lead to something else. But Arthur Harrow is being used as a vessel, kind of like Caecilius was to Doctor Strange.
Yes, I agree.
So,
yeah. So, so we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's see your reaction to this.
Oh God. I can only take so much, Ryan.
We got Just throwing it out there. The Morbius movie comes out this week.
Oh, is it really? Sorry. I'm sorry. It comes out this week?
Does, yeah.
Hang on, let me see if I can get tickets. Oh, wait, I don't care. No, I think I went and
I
saw
just
Venom.
saw another article a little while ago before we started the show that said basically it sucked.
I want to see. The problem is, I want to see it. I want to see it because I want to. I have this like hope that I'm gonna walk in and think I'm gonna walk out and be like, it was
I mean, I'm not one to go in with reviewers saying, okay, I'm gonna go in with my own mind and
Yeah.
open mind and let me see how it does. But when they say when there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying this is bad. It's like, yeah.
Man, when I first saw like promotional stuff for it, I was excited. And then I saw the first trailer and I kind of you think that like you're excited about the promotional stuff, that first trailer comes out or that teaser or whatever comes out and you're like, "Ooh, yeah, I'm more excited now." That came out and I was like, "Oh, okay. All right. We'll see."
Morbius review, comicbook.com. Jared Leto lazily leads a new low for comic book movies.
Stop it, Sony. What was the, what did I say the other day? I said the way Marvel and Sony is, it's like having your favorite toy, and it's like your favorite toy. It's supposed to be played with this way, and you give it to an infant, and they just bash it around and throw it, and you're sitting there watching it like, what are you doing to my favorite toy? That's what Sony is doing to the MCU. Disney and Marvel are like, okay, sure. You mean, okay, you have Spider-Man, our favorite toy. What are you doing? Why are you doing this to us? Just give us our toy back.
I don't know when I don't know when Mike is going to listen to this show, but shout out to Mike. He's a super fan of the show. He listens to all our episodes.
What's up, Mike? I have yet to meet Mike.
I don't you probably wouldn't meet him unless you come down here. But which
I
hey, you're
understandably.
welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Hey.
So
No.
I
It's
don't know when
always
he's going to listen
possibility.
to this, but I don't Mike, I don't really know if I really want to go see Morbius. That's just, because we usually go to the movies and see these things, but
But hey, you know what? That's good for him because it's going to be a cheaper movie visit. He's not going to have to buy six seats to get you to sit further away from him. He can buy one seat and save some money.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I have one other thing I want to throw out there. I have this quote that I wrote down from the episode, and going through everything that I wrote down, it's the one thing I missed, and it was probably one of the best things that was from the episode. And it's what made me think to look up more about like the scales of truth and Amit and everything like that. He says, "Would you wait to weed a garden until all the roses were dead?"
Yeah, I remember that line, yeah.
Yeah. So like Amit sitting there at the heels of like Anubis, like just chomping at the bit, and Anubis is like, "Relax. I'll feed you. Just wait." And
Yes.
now I think that's where it's like Arthur Harrow's like, "We're gonna start pruning the dead." And I think Anubis is out of the picture. And Amit is set loose. So that quote was very interesting.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention it because I wrote it down. It was like When I was taking
That was,
notes in this episode, that was the only thing I took notes on. That was the only thing I
yeah,
noted.
that was a very good line. Yes.
Oh, and there was right after that, hang on, I have it right here. He said,
Oh.
if she was free, Amit would have prevented Hitler, Nero,
Yeah.
Pol Pot. So, interesting.
So
Interesting.
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Parasite.
Which is an interesting comment now that I think about it. It's like for evil people to be evil, do you have to allow them to do evil? Right? That kind of goes counter to that line. It's and it also if you think about it, there what's the movie, The Minority? Have you seen Minority Report? Tom Cruise, they're the like the police, they like they have like the Department of Pre-Crime.
I think yes, I saw it once.
Yeah, because this
Yeah,
makes me think of
yeah, the
this
pre
because
yeah,
like
yep,
it's
yep.
the concept of do you prosecute somebody before they do the crime because they thought of it, or do you have to wait for them to commit the crime to prosecute them? And
Yes.
the whole thing was they caught a guy who he caught his wife cheating on him, and in his mind, he had went and got a gun, came back and killed them both. And the Department of Pre-Crime arrested him at the
Yes,
point of
now,
seeing them
yeah.
and was like, I wasn't gonna do anything.
Yes, I did see that. I did see that movie. Yep.
So yeah, so do you d because someone has evil intentions, do you eliminate them because they have the capacity for evil, or do you have to wait for them to commit evil before you prosecute them? Like I think that's gonna play into this too,
Well,
based on that
apparently,
quote.
if Amit has, her way, then yeah,
Yeah.
prosecute before they commit, because didn't Arthur Harrow say that she sees what's to come too, something like that. Some,
I think so.
yeah, she because the old lady in the Alps was like, I've been good my whole life,
Yeah.
and Arthur Harrow's like, I believe you. But Amit, sees, I'm just paraphrasing, like Amit
Yeah.
sees what's to come as well.
Yeah.
So, so yeah,
So
if
basically,
Amit has her way, then yeah,
like,
that's how it would roll.
so that lady was still alive, and had she died and gone to Thoth and said, okay, you are dead now. Now we will weigh your heart. And he's like, who wants to do it now? Who wants to test
Basically.
themselves now? And he's taking people now before they can redeem themselves in death. So, and there was another point about Khonshu. Khonshu marks the passage of time with Thoth. So Khonshu and Thoth work together as the scribe of God, or the scribe, like as like the scribe or like the passage of time. So there's even more to it than that, like Khonshu directly rolls down to Amit. So there's a lot going on.
A whole lot going on. You can't be
Yeah,
bored.
and see if people did their homework, they wouldn't be bored. Really bothered
Well,
me. Why did you do that to me?
listen, I just scrolled and I saw it, and
Wasn't even ready for that. You just said
that's
it, and
I
I was
know
like,
you weren't.
oh,
I scrolled and I
scoff.
saw. Yeah.
That was an actual scoff.
So.
Well, I'm saying I think that's all I have. I really do now think that's all I have. I think I've exhausted everything.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot about this. I think we probably talked a good deal about this episode, probably more than what most would talk about.
In terms of a first episode, yeah.
This is a good groundwork, this is a good setup for the rest of the series. So
Yeah. And yeah, I think the fact that there's so much mythology and so much content to kind of use as like basis for like foundation of what we're looking at, I think it makes it interesting. So
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what we got. Apparently Morbius is coming out this weekend. See it if you want. That's fine. But we'll be waiting for Moon Knight number two next week. So think we're ready to call this one. For Hawkeye Rye, this is Hot Take Jake. And as always,
As always,
hold on to your butts.
boom.